close your eyes. As you move into the sacred space within mind that you know as meditation, visualize, if you will, a large grand hall. You find yourself standing within this hall. It looks like a room one would find within a palace or a castle. In the middle of this room is a large round wooden table with 13 chairs. 12 people sit at this table, male, female, and genderless, both human and elemental. There is one chair left. One of the elemental beings gestures for you to sit down and join the 12 at the table. You walk forward and take your place upon the 13th chair. "Welcome," says one of the 12. Then in turn, each person sat at the round table repeats, "Welcome." "Thank you," you reply. One elemental begins to speak. He has large, grey-tipped feathered wings, and he is dressed in a long grey robe with a royal blue sash. "We are the Circle of 12 at the court of Merlin the Magician. We have been waiting for you. As you join us, the Circle of 12 becomes the Circle of 13. Now, as we are 13, our circle is activated, and we may begin together to manifest." "What are we to manifest?" you ask. "Whatever you want," replies another of the elemental beings. This time it is a woman who speaks. She has long black hair and is dressed in red. She wears a gold sash. "Let us all hold hands," she says. "Allow your thoughts to focus upon that which you desire. If you desire nothing, then focus your energy upon the highest good for all, the healing of all, and the abundance for all." You join hands with the others in the circle, completing the activated circle of 13. Your thoughts focus upon that which you desire, or upon highest good, healing and abundance for all. As you focus upon that which you wish to manifest, you feel the energy and the power of the other 12. You feel this living energy of 12 and the light this creates run through your very being. You know you are the focus to this living energy, for you hold the power of 13, that which activates the 12. You know deep inside that which you have focused upon within this circle will manifest in physicality for you. Within the gathering of the 13 at the court of Merlin the Magician, we give form this day to our focused thoughts, speaks a dark-haired, genderless human. We give thanks to those of high light who guide us this day. We open our hearts, 13 as one, into purity and unconditional love. Again, you feel the living energy, the power, the light run through your being. We may release hands now, says the dark-haired woman dressed in red. Each of you release hands. The circle energy dissipates, and you know the manifestation has begun its journey from focused intention to matter and form. Now, says the dark-haired woman dressed in red, we must give name and title of self to ground this manifestation into fruition, to assist and give guidance to the manifestation, so it may know from whence it came and from whom it was seeded. One by one, the 12 state their name and title. I am Ludor, guardian of the sea, says the elemental dressed in royal blue. I am Aene, apprentice to Cupid, says the elemental female dressed in red. I am John, seeker of the way, the truth and the light, says the dark-haired genderless human. Each being, human and elemental alike, continue to state name and title in turn. I am Alicia, teacher of light. I am Mary, keeper of the divine feminine heart. I am Ariander, warrior of truth. I am Jack, ancient storyteller of sacred tales. I am Mordren, in divine service to the unicorns of seventh dimensional light. I am Jane, holder of beauty. I am Marina, mermaid guide and apprentice to Master Neptune. I am Sorth, master librarian within the Akashic field. I am Arthur, keeper of legends. And this, in turn, it comes to you to state your name and title, as you assist in grounding the energy of manifestation within the court of Merlin. And you do so, you now state your name. And now you state your title. After this is done, each of the 12 rise from their chairs, as do you. We shall indeed gather again, my brethren, here at the court of Merlin, says Arthur. And you each say your farewells. As you stand within this grand hall, you watch each of the 12 begin to fade from your view. You feel connected to each and every one of them. You know that you shall return here to convene again with the 12 at the court of Merlin in divine timing, if the need and the will is there. you feel the duality of your dream body astral self stood in the hall at the court of Merlin, and your physical body, eyes closed in meditation. The aspect of self that is the dream body astral self begins to leave your awareness as your full focus is brought to your physical self. You bring your awareness to your head, neck, and shoulders. You know deep within that your manifestation, created from focused intention of the 13 within the court of Merlin, lives and moves within the trajectory field towards physicality. You bring your awareness to your torso and back. You bring your awareness to your arms, hands, and fingers. You wriggle your fingers. You bring your awareness to your legs, feet, and toes. You wriggle your toes. And when you are ready, only when you are ready, you open your eyes.